Hello, good afternoon, radio listeners. You are tuned in to San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center radio broadcast. I am Elder Deborah Newton, and with me is Minister Vishra Adams, and we are here to be a blessing to you because God has said so. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about that. I'm grateful to be able to be used by the Lord. Join us every Saturday afternoon right here on Gospel 1480 and 92.1 FM at 12:30 to 1 p.m. Before we open up with prayer, I would like to thank Gospel 1480 for this opportunity to minister to the multitude, as well as thanking Linda Lynn, Moms and Them Entertainment, who is our sponsor. We also want to thank our listeners and supporters. God bless you. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, if this ministry is blessing you, please feel free to give monetary offerings. Also, your words of encouragement is most appreciated. You can contact us at San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center, 650 Belmont, San Antonio, Texas, and where our phone number is 210-227-4522. And now we will go forward in prayer, and Minister Vishra will lead us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for another opportunity, God, to come before your presence to just pray a word, to speak your word over your people. Our Heavenly Father, who is in heaven, holy is your mighty name, O God. Let your kingdom come down here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, oh God, for this day, that each day you give us our daily bread. You provide us with everything we need, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions, Lord God. Father God, today we are thankful for so many things today, because this is a day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. We thank you right now this morning just for the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing, God, that the blood has cleansed us from all unrighteousness according to your word in 1 John 1:9. And it allows us, Father God, to come boldly to the throne of grace according to your word in Hebrews 4:16, God. Oh, Father God, we're going to speak your word, and we pray your word over your people this morning, because we know that you hear your word, Father God. Yes. We thank you right now, my God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for your protection, God. Your blood, it protects us, it cleanses us, heals us, delivers, sanctifies, redeems, justifies, and it makes us whole, Father. So as we come, God, this morning, Heavenly Father, your word says, whatever we shall bind here on earth shall be bound up in heaven. Whatever we shall loose on earth, God, shall be loosed in heaven, according to your word in Matthew 16. Oh, God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right now we bind all evil, wicked, demonic, lying, unclean, tormenting, demonic spirits right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the strong man of God. We bind the airways right now and render them harmless and powerless this afternoon, God. Oh, Father God, we loose them to go wherever you would have them to go right now. We command right now your peace, your joy, your love be upon this city, God, as we bring down the strongholds. Father God, we offer up a praise of thanksgiving this afternoon, God. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for so many things. God, we are thankful that your word is true and established in the heavenlies, according to Matthew 24:35. Oh, God, your mercy, oh, God, endures forever, according to Psalms 11:8-1, Father God. Oh, God, that your grace is sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12:9. Oh, God, for your angels, we thank you, Lord God, for that protection that you've given us according to Psalms 91, God. We thank you right now, God, for your salvation, God. We thank you right now, Father, for our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, God, according to Revelation 21:27, that everyone in our household are saved according to Acts 16:31, for your righteousness that is imparted in us according to 1 Corinthians 5:21, God. Thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
God, that inward voice, that inward witness, that candle of the Lord that's sent to us according to your word in Proverbs 20:17. that you sanctify us daily in your word, according to John 17 and 17. Thank you, Father.
Thank you
for your peace, which passes all understanding, according to Philippians 4 and 7, God. Now, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the battle that you place before us. We know, God, that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in heavenly places of ages, Father God. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, God, we put on the armor of God on each and every person on the sound of our voice, my God, that they may be able to withstand any of the evil days, withstand anything, any trial, any tribulation that comes forth to them today, God. That one that's lying in that sick bed, God, we thank you that you'll give them the ability to overcome. That mother, Father God, that's waiting for that wayward son to come home, we're thanking right now, my God, that you're sending them home on their way, Father God. We thank you that you're giving us everything that we need to stand, because after we've done everything, oh God, we stand, oh God, on your mighty power, according to your word in Ephesians, God. And as we prepare our hearts for your word that's about to come forth, God, we just want to thank you that you are our healer, Father.
Yes, you are.
We want to thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, according to Exodus 15, 26, God. I declare right now that you are our health, our healing, and our soundness. It is all over us and through us right now, over the body of Christ, over the city of San Antonio right now, God. I decree and declare health and healing and soundness of mind, God. We have the healing of God. For by your stripes we were healed, according to your word in 1 Peter 2 and 24. We have been healed, Father God. We have been spiritually healed. We have received soulless healing and physical healing, healing in our relationships, in our homes, all throughout our bodies. We thank you, Father God. And we pray and proclaim that healing over our lives and the lives of our loved ones. As we prepare our hearts to receive your word, oh God, we thank you that you've given us an ear to hear and a heart to receive.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Vishra. Thank you. Praise God. You know, 2 weeks ago in prayer meeting, we were having such a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. And, you know, God in his awesomeness, the Spirit will, you know, minister through one and minister through another in a different way. And he had given us a word to prepare our hearts. That's what he said. He said, prepare your heart. And so what I did when I came home that night, because I was just full, we were so full when we came out of prayer meeting that we were just wow, wow, wow. And that morning when I had gotten up, I had to go and research, you know, on preparing your heart. And this word is not only for Dew of Hope, but this word is for the body. And God says, prepare your heart. Now, I'm going to share with you three different people. I believe it's three different people or three different situations regarding preparing your heart. Now, one person did not prepare their heart. That was Rehoboam. Now, in 2 Chronicles 12:14, it says, and he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Now, it was a sad story, because Rehoboam, he reigned for 17 years, and he only served God for 3 of those 17 years. He did not prepare his heart. He did not make up in his mind what he was going to do for the Lord. He did not make up in his mind that he was going to serve God, and he was going to stay true to God, and he was not going to be moved. Have you known a person who genuinely loved the Lord at one time and was excited about the things of God? Yes, they grew cold. In many cases, completely abandoning the Lord and the things that were once so dear to them. do you ask the question, how can this be? Why did this happen? It's because they did not prepare their heart to seek the Lord. And preparing our heart, the word prepare means to establish, to fix, to apply. It conveys the idea of deliberate effort over a prolonged period of time. The same Hebrew word that was translated prepared here was also translated fixed. Four times in the Old Testament, all spoken by David. David used this word twice in Psalms 57:7. Which was the Psalms he wrote about the time he was hidden in a cave and Saul, the king who was trying to kill him, came into the exact cave. You know, I think about a time when I had prepared my heart to serve the Lord, and I had told the Lord that I was tired of the decisions that I made, and they didn't seem to do me no good, so I was going to follow him. And in that, I remember that I went through a trial when I finally gave my heart to God for real. And I went through a trial, and it was hard. And I sat on the side of my bed, and I said, well, God, I'm still with you. I'm not going nowhere. That's because I had prepared my heart. I had fixed my heart to stay true to my relationship with God. I fixed my heart to be with him to the end of time. My time. In the name of Jesus. So now let's go back to David. David's men tried to get David to kill Saul and to seize the throne, which was ready, rightfully his. But David wouldn't do it. Why? Wasn't Saul trying to kill David? Wouldn't it have been considered self-defense? No one would have blamed him. He could have gotten away with it and have saved the years of frustration and pain in his own life. But David had already prepared, or you can say fixed, his heart that he would not take the kingdom by killing Saul. His own words about this instance says, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, according to Psalms 57:7. God wants you to fix your heart. He wants you to prepare your heart concerning the call that he has placed on your life, concerning the assignments he has given to you. He wants you to be fixed and not be moved. Let me go on with David, and y'all can hear this. If David had already fixed his heart on what he would and would not do, he would have, if he hadn't have done that, he would have succumbed to the pressures of that moment. But he had already fixed his heart against taking Saul's life. You know, David, his friends was trying to get him to go on and kill him. His soldiers, his supporters was trying to get him to go on and kill Saul. Man, go on and get it over with. But he had fixed his heart. He didn't let the people, the pressure of people's words, cause him to move. He didn't let the pressure of time cause him to move. He did not allow pressure to cause him to change his mind. Amen. The word fixed means firmly in position, stationary, not subject to change. It's a constant thing. It's firmly held in the mind, a fixed notion. One of the keys to preparing our heart is to fix our heart on what we will and will not do before we encounter the temptation. Did you hear that? I'm going to say it again. One of the keys to preparing our heart is to fix our heart on what we will and will not do before we encounter the temptation. Temptation's going to come. But have you made up in your mind what you are going to do? Are you going to stay true to what you have assigned, what God has assigned of you, or the decision that you have made? I can say that being promiscuous in my younger years, I made up in my mind at the age of 30, I think it was 33, God, I will not choose another man because those I choose aren't good for me. I'm going to wait on you to choose him, and I will wait on you. I will be committed to you. And I have made up in my mind, and I have been true to that. And I believe, I doesn't matter about the time. David could have gave in and shortened the time of frustration. You know, it doesn't matter about the time, but are you going to be true to God? Amen? David had already settled what he would do, that there were no options left when the temptation came. You know, my cousin, I have a cousin, Shirlene, she was placed on an assignment. And one of the things she would say, failure is not an option. And when I heard her say that, I said, what? She says, it doesn't matter what situation you're in. You need to make up in your mind, failure is not an option. So giving into temptation is not an option. Because it wasn't an option for David. He gave us a clear example. God gave us a clear example of someone's life. Amen? Far too often, Christians have not made strong enough commitment, and therefore they succumb to the temptation. We don't want to succumb to it. There's a work to be done. These are the last days, and God is wanting to use us. Vishal has a word when God wants to use you. He wants to use your body, and I hope she'll share that with us coming up soon. Of course, no one can accomplish preparing their heart on their own. This is not a matter of sheer will. God must be involved in preparing our hearts, according to Psalms 10:17. It says, Lord, thou hast heard the desires of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Only when we trust in the Lord and depend on him can we find the strength to make our hearts not subject to change or variation. Humility is an essential ingredient in the preparation of our hearts. Our imagination also is our imagination and our memory are also an important part of preparing our heart. David said in 1 Chronicles 29:18, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and it this forever in the imagination of the heart of the people, and prepare their hearts unto thee. David was speaking about remembering and the part that imagination plays in our memory. The power of memory is a vital part of preparing our own hearts. We got to remember what God has done for us. The Lord warned the children of Israel not to forget the mighty works he had performed for them, lest they turn away from following him. That's Deuteronomy 4:9, 23, 6:12, 8:11-14, and 19. He linked memory to staying true to the Lord. So we need to remember. We need to, I write down different, I have a binder and I have written what God has done. Sometimes we have to go back and look in that, especially when we're low or we seem to be weary. We have to go back and look at what God has done for us. I call those stones of memorial to help me to remember. Amen. Let's look at also Ezra in Ezra 7:10. The scripture says that Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgment. And Ezra, it says in Ezra, again, 7:10. This verse is an actuality, a summary of Ezra's life and purpose. He was determined to fully accept the Lord's direction in his life. This desire came from deep conviction and reverence for God. This led Ezra to seek out the Lord's will in his revealed word. Amen. It is no different today for those who desire to be faithful men and women of God. This is a worthy desire to have, but it is not fulfilled by happenstance. It takes purpose of heart. On this day, I resolve to live for God and all that this entails. Listen, you have to make up your mind. Again, God said, prepare your heart. I'm just telling you what he said. I'm just being the messenger. Prepare your heart. As Ezra knew, this purpose involved seeking to know the law of the Lord, to do it, and to teach it to others. The book of Judges shows us that the people of Israel turned their back on God several different times. So God afflicted them. Y'all hear this? God afflicted them because they were sinning. They were not preparing their heart to seek God. When they began seeking God earnestly and begging him for deliverance, for relief from their enemies, then the afflictions God delivered them. Only after they had prepared their hearts to seek God. Could it be an affliction that you're going through today because you are not preparing your heart to make up in your mind that you're going to follow God? Could it be? Ask God. That is, after they had stopped sinning, this is when God removed. After they had stopped sinning by not seeking him, it says there's a warning from, I have to keep up with the time because I don't want to talk too much. Praise God, time is good. There is a warning from God in Psalms 50, 22 through 23, which says, now consider this, ye that forgets God, lest I tear you into pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation, all right, will I show my salvation, the salvation of God. Now, again, the affliction. Could it be affliction because you're not preparing your heart for God? These are clear instructions as to how we are supposed to prepare our hearts to see God, lest we be found to be in sin. This is not a one-day affair. This is an everyday preparation. It is the literal way of life to abide with God. The word abide means to remain, to put up with, no matter how tough the going gets. If you want to spend eternity in heaven and not in hell, and not the lake of fire, we must continue on to a day-to-day basis and preparing ourselves to never deviate or be distracted in any way from seeking and serving the Lord. Did you hear that? To never deviate or be distracted in any way from seeking the Lord. These are the last days. There is much work to be done. This is the time of harvest, and the Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth his laborers. God has called us. God has assigned us. But have we made up in our mind? Have we prepared our hearts to do that which God has called us to do? Jesus said in John 15:7-8, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father's glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. You know, not too long ago, my cousin sent me a email, and she shared with me a dream that she had. And I recognize and I acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us interpretations of dreams and visions. And by his grace, in most cases, he gives me to understand what a dream or a vision means. And so in this one, this particular one, the Lord said to tell his family, and that's you, the body of Christ. He said, tell the family, the body of Christ, the ministers, to tell them, make ready your heart, prepare your heart. I have called you to service. I chose you. You didn't choose me. Make up in your mind that you will be steadfast. This is the season of the last hour. These are the last days. This is the end time. So prepare your heart. Make ready your heart. I have given each of you an assignment. Make up in your mind that you will stay true to the call. Do not allow pressure of people, pressure of situations. Do not allow pressure to cause you to fall away from the assignment that I have placed upon your life. God said, this came from the Holy Ghost. The Lord said to tell the family, and you are my family. Tell the body of Christ, tell the ministers to make ready your heart. Amen. And I think I want to say this again. Tell the family, tell the body of Christ, tell the ministers, make ready your heart, prepare your heart. I have called you to serve. I chose you. You did not choose me. Make up in your mind, make up in your heart that you will be steadfast. The season is here, the last hour, the last days. This is the end time. Make ready your heart. Prepare your heart. I have given each of you an assignment. Make up in your mind that you will stay true to the call. Do not allow pressure to cause you to fall away. Amen. Now, I would love to pray for you. I believe I have time. That I pray the grace of God come upon your life, that you can stay focused and true to the call in which God has placed upon your life. Even if nobody else walks with you, stay true to the call. He didn't say it. He wasn't playing when he gave the assignment. It's real. And yeah, go forward. Enjoy doing what he has given you to do. Enjoy it. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for being such an awesome and wonderful God. You truly are good. There is none like you. I ask that you forgive us, God. Forgive us for not staying focused. Forgive us for not being steadfast. Forgive us for allowing pressure to pull us away from what you've called us to do. Forgive us, Father. Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, we were sinning against you. We did not reverence you when we fell away from the assignment. And Father, we present ourselves to you right now, and we say yes. You know, God, there is so many of us that feel insecure, and I just come against insecurity. Father, I ask that you would give us all security in you. God, our trust is in you. I pray your grace to stay focused. So I thank you, Father, for this day. I thank you for this word. And I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that each and every one under the sound of my voice will begin to arise and shine. Yes. Hallelujah, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Arise and shine, my brother. Arise and shine, my sister. All right.